5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
His brain is gone. His body lives. The autonomic functions continue. But there is no mind.
Theology matters and will decide which Jesus you worship. The biblical Christ or the false Christ of this world.
You can't handle the truth!
Eternity is a long time to be wrong. You can either believe the Word of God and what the Word of God says, or you can continue to follow your false religion. Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Roman Catholicism, they are all false religions and false worldviews. There is only one worldview. That is Jesus Christ and what the Bible says.
Your logic can be most annoying.
Steve from an underground bunker, broadcasting from a buoy in the middle of Lake Michigan. You are listening to Empowered by Christ Radio. All right, welcome to Empowered by Christ Radio. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. I am your kind of sore throat host, Richard Haas, and we're starting a little later today. We realized that instead of our 2 o'clock time or 2:30 time, and it's because our friend Blog Talk was being a little touchy, so we were kind of starting about 30 minutes later, and I'm joined today by my partner in crime, Charlie Brennan, and he is here with me. And we're going to be talking today about fasting. It's kind of off the cuff. We kind of threw this together, so it's going
to
be...
Well, this was also supposed to be last week's show, so...
Yeah. So, yeah, we're kind of a little behind.
We're
if you realize
behind.
Last week we did... Yeah, we're a week behind. We did not run a show last week, and we apologize for that. We kind of put that out on Twitter and on Facebook and that, and put it out there on the page. Running into some difficulties, and just it was very taxing week last week, and this third shift thing seems to be catching up with me in more ways than one, so not used to running that and doing that type of scheduling. So, Mr. Brennan, what have you been up to? It's been a long time, or it's been a week, you know, almost 2 weeks since we've been on the show, so... What's going on?
Not a lot. I got a new job. Start that beginning of the month. After I get some license and some stuff taken care of. So that will allow for the release and the airing of Brennan Unleashed. So look forward to that 2-hour show coming. But just so you guys know, the Wednesday show will stay for sure. This Wednesday format will stay. Brennan Unleashed will end up changing to a different day. I don't know what day yet. I will have to look. The nice thing about my new job is I set my schedule. So I can always do an early Thursday morning until I start school. Tuesday morning would probably be best, since Thursdays I would be having a work meeting, or I could even do Fridays if I wanted to. Who knows? We'll find out. And what we may do, Rich, I think that you would be okay with this, is what we may do is for 2 months, change the day, bounce the day around. So for like the first month, we do it on, let's say, like Tuesday. See what the hits are.
Right.
The next month, we bounce it. We do it to, let's say, Thursday, a Friday, you know, and see where we get more views, where we get more hits for that month, and then that will be the set day and time.
Right.
So.
And, you know, everyone may have noticed, you know, we went from our, just real quick here, from basically doing 3 shows a week down to doing a 2-hour show once a week right now, and that was kind of what we discussed, and we've kind of told people throughout, you know, the winter what we would be doing. And that's just for the summer, spring and summertime. We've kind of decided at the moment, and, you know, it'll go back up to basically 4 hours a week once Charlie gets his show up and running. You know, 2 hours of Empowered by Christ Radio, 2 hours of, you know, of Charlie's show.
Mm-hmm.
but we've kind of decided that basically during the summer months, and, you know, because over the last couple of years, we have seen that influx from winter to our listenership from winter to summer fluctuate. And yeah. We kind of want to, during the summer around here, summers are short enough and are busy, both, you know, at my job, and Charlie's going to be busy with his job. So we kind of had to go, okay, well, we can't be behind a microphone all the time live. So we kind of came up with an idea of basically what we're going to do is do one or two live shows during the week. And that third show is going to be a pre-recorded podcast that's relevant to basically what's going on. It's going to be current. It's just, we're going to air that
the third show, the podcasted show, is going to not be necessarily, it's going to kind of be more of a theological topic. Kind of how, instead of it being more off the cuff, like Wednesday shows usually are, is where we, you know, we just kind of decide the topic. You know, usually what happens is Rich and I get up, we message each other on Facebook, show topic for today. And we agree upon one. Like this morning, I woke up to a group message between me, Rich, and my wonderful companion, because bow ties are cool, by the way. And, you know, wanting to know what the show topic was. And so, but yeah. So, I miss David Tennant already, Rich. I really do. I miss David Tennant. It's only been two episodes, and I already miss the guy.
I really have to say, yeah, and people are not familiar with that reference to Doctor Who. I would agree with you that he is definitely, I would say, the best Doctor out of them so far.
I mean,
you know,
so, okay,
or was, you know.
I can't bash Matt Smith too much, as in I've only seen two episodes of Matt Smith. But, I mean, both sides are cool. Let's be honest. I mean, James White wears bow ties. They have to be cool. Come on. You know? So, I mean, I own two bow ties of my own.
James Bond wears bow ties.
And James White. You know how weird it is to see James White in a normal tie?
Well, I know.
But the only downside is the bow ties, Rich. Is my lovely companion is the only one who can tie them. I can't tie a bow tie yet. So, but yeah. But
that's kind of what we're looking at doing.
Yeah.
Are we fasting from fasting?
I think we should fast from that statement about fasting from fasting.
Oh, man. No, but today's show is going to be about fasting, and I just wanted to kind of fill everybody in what we were planning on doing and looking at doing this summer. So we will be running, trying to bring things back up to our three show, or at least two shows a week, with that third show being a podcasted show, and the two shows, second two-hour-long show during the week will be as soon as Charlie gets up to speed and capable of running Brennan Unleashed, and then we will be doing a third show podcasted. So, and you still will be able to get a hold of us and ask questions on that podcasting ability by just calling our podcasting hotline. So, you know, just like you can now, if you get questions or comments about, you know, any topics we're talking about, or any other topics you may have questions about, you always can do that, you know, by reaching us. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can do so several different ways, by following us on our Facebook page at Empowered by Christ, EBC, on Twitter at EBC Apologetics. And you can get a hold of us by calling us live during the show at area code 646-564-9793, and at podcast call in line, or if you want to leave a question on it or a comment, you can do so at area code 414-369-2242. Now, like Charlie said, our today's topic is going to be on fasting. We're going to be talking kind of off the cuff about it and just discussing it. And I'm going to ask some basic stuff on fasting and what I've seen today in modern day Christian fasting. But before I get to that and we get to that, Charlie, are you ready for some mega heresy coming up?
Why? What do you have in the queue right now?
Oh, nothing I have in a queue, but something that's coming up I think you'll find interesting. And, you know, it's a little off the top, but, you know, like I said, this is off a cuff topic, and we kind of tie several things in one show. So while we're talking about fasting and that, have you heard of MegaFest? Not MegaFast, MegaFest.
I don't think I have. What is it?
Basically, you're gonna get all excited about this. I mean, it's 5 days. What I've dubbed 5 days of mega, or 5 days of the Heresy Fest. It's kind of equivalent, I would say, to the Code Orange event, and it's coming up in August, 19th through the 23rd, which happens to coincide of my week of vacation, my second week of vacation at work. So you know what I will be doing during that week of vacation.
Where is it located, out of curiosity?
Dallas, Texas. And it involves one of our favorite pastors. And when I say favorite, I mean favorite pastors in the sense of sarcastically favorite pastors. Come on, I've given you
Is this favorite pastor? Is he a bigger black guy?
Yes, you're getting there.
You know, his place of quote unquote worship is a garden, because I mean it talks about potters.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
He's a Trinitarian.
Yes, a fake Trinitarian. It is nobody else knows better than Bishop Jakes.
He has a gray goatee.
Bishop Jakes. Yes, you got it. It's Bishop Jakes himself. He's hosting MegaFest. He's going to have such exciting biblical teachers as... I can't even say with a straight face.
We know it's good people when Rick can't say something with a straight face.
He's going to have such good people, such biblical teachers, such as Joyce Myers.
Yeah.
This is bad.
You know,
I
have
a straight face.
Rich, I have one thing to say about this.
Yeah.
I have one thing to say about this.
Yeah.
Exterminate.
Exactly. Oh man, exactly. Exterminate is right.
You know what I do? You know what I'll do when I go onto my computer? Delete.
What?
Delete.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the upgrade.
I'm trying to say this with a straight face, but he has, let's see, who he all has kind of, I know, along with Joyce Myers, you know, such an upstanding biblical preacher, woman preacher, teacher. I say that with a trying not to puke in my mouth. Basically, he is going to have, you know, like Christine Kane coming. Trying to see who's all here. But if you go to his website, which, you know, you might have to clear your browser history afterwards, so your computer isn't going to puke on you. But he's got people like Joyce Myers, Sarita Jakes, which I believe is his wife, Sarah Jakes Roberts. I don't know who that is. That must be his
daughter.
Maybe. It's Sarah Jakes Roberts. I don't know who that is.
It probably is.
Okay. Evangelist Joyce Rogers, Christine Kane, Pastor Sherry Bradley. So that'd be Pastrix Sherry Bradley. So we know right there is a heretical teacher with his own coming to teach. Now, I had heard rumors that, it has been extended to, we know that he just got done having his pastor leaders conference, 2015 thing, and Chris Roseberg has been talking a lot about, you know, that and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you know who was invited to speak there, of course, Stephen Furtick.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, him and Stephen Furtick are pretty buddy-buddy. Furtick speaks on at his church and vice versa. But it has been rumored. It hasn't been confirmed. And, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I've heard the rumblings and rumors that Furtick will be speaking at this, too. So, man, just you talk about we're getting all the – and this is just the women speakers that are there. There's a whole bunch of men speakers I haven't got – this is a 5-day fest of heresy, basically. That's going to be kind of like the Code Orange event. I would contribute, you know, say it would be close to that. And these are the people who have been revealed now. But there's supposed to be more speakers coming up revealed. I mean, so far you're going to have Bishop Nicholas Duncan, R.A. Vernon, a bunch of prosperity, health and wealth, New Age teachers coming together to preach this basic garbage of be healthy, wealthy, and wise and claim it now. Yeah. And, you know, God wants you to be prosperous and, you know, all this garbage. So that's coming up. So we're going to be covering that. You know, Charlie has mentioned in the past, you know, we've kind of gotten off of covering a lot of the conferences. You know, we used to be really big into, when do you say, covering them, jumping on and, you know, but we found it just wasn't really, if you want to say, didn't accomplish a lot. It became a lot of basically mudslinging, if you want to say.
Yeah.
That's why I think we kind of just stayed away,
It wasn't necessarily mudslinging as much as it was, we did a lot of it over Twitter. And let's be honest, we know how that typically ends up for the conservative Christian.
Right.
And so...
And I guess I should rephrase that. It became more one-sided mudslinging. We weren't throwing mud. We were throwing biblical truth out and pointing out error. And the mudslinging came from the other side. And that's where it kind of ended in... what you're saying, we know how it ends, and for the conservative Christian who speaks biblical truth, especially when you're trying to do it in 140 characters. Or less. It just does not work. And that's why we kind of changed our approach. And, you know, it's not that we won't discuss this stuff, and we're going to start, I think, covering more of these, but we're going to do it, I think, more in this format instead of sitting there on Twitter and... You know, that kind of fun stuff. And what I'm hoping to do coming up shortly here is we have our YouTube channel, which, you know, people really, they go to it. They go, hey, there's no videos. It's, you know, and it's mainly because, honestly, Charlie and I haven't had the ability to film videos. And I've had the capability, but I haven't had the time or basically the equipment to do so.
Well, you know, we could do one. You know what we could do, Rich? Is,
yeah.
I mean, we could, now that with a new job, I could make a trip down by you, you know, like on a Saturday or something, and we could go and shoot video. We can shoot it at the, you know, at your bunker there. Because I don't think I don't think people realize we have the main bunker, which is where you're at, and then we have the other bunker. The other bunker is under Lake Winnebago, where no one would ever think to look, instead of under Lake Michigan. And so I'm in the sub bunker, but, you know, make a trip down there, and we can easily, you know, shoot off several different YouTube, or do you know, YouTube videos. Shoot it off.
Right, and that's kind of where, kind of where I've been wanting to go. And because, I mean, what I have found statistically, and this is, you know, we kind of reevaluate this stuff, and people's attention spans, and people get more out of videos than they do writing. And I'm not saying we're not going to write articles or anything, because we're going to continue to do that. But I want to add a lot of topics to what we do on video, so people can watch that, you know, and, you know,
yeah,
a 2-minute video or 5-minute video, you know, on stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to go through and, you know, using audio formats such as this radio show, and then using video format, kind of discuss these conferences and what's being taught. But like I said, we haven't had the equipment to do so. So I'm kind of in the process of pricing and looking at getting a couple action cam. And I found one on Amazon. It's reasonably priced, and I'm going to be looking at purchasing it shortly. And it's kind of nice as I can do. It's kind of like a GoPro, but it's got the, it's a sports cam. And it's going to give the capability of filming down in the bunker and everything at high definition, HD. And also, it's going to give the ability to be used outside in all forms of weather and everything.
Okay.
For street witnessing and stuff.
Oh,
so we can do videos
storm
of that. And storm chasing, too. It could be used for that. Or let's put it this way. It's going to be a multi-use camera. But all the ratings are really good on it, and everything I've seen is pretty good from Consumer Reports and, you know, all the tech magazines. And it's reasonably priced. It'll be nice in a sense, too. Like I said, you can put it on a tripod. You can mount it on, you know, bicycle handlebars. You can mount it on your helmet, whatever, you know, you want to mount it on. It's got the capability of doing that.
Yeah.
Or like shooting video in the house, you know, it's got people have been using it for that. I've heard, you know, there's reviews on people have been using it for YouTube videos because it's so good quality and stuff. So kind of looking at purchasing a camera in that sense, because I want to be able for us to do videos and everything and discuss these topics of such as, you know, coming up here in August, a MegaFest. Even though we're going to be writing articles and stuff, we've been kind of shying away from Twitter on those topics. You know, I'll put stuff on my Facebook, on the Empowered by Christ Facebook about it, discussing it. But I've been staying away from Twitter. Is that right? Is that wrong? Hey, you know what? I've been fasting from Twitter on these topics. You know, but... We kind of want to talk about that because, you know, the first segment of the show, where we're going, what we're planning on doing. And it's this heresy fest coming up here because, you know, it's just something we need to, as Christians and, you know, biblical Christians, be aware of stuff. Not that we should run from it. We should address it. And, you know, people say, oh, well, you should be on Twitter, you know, just, you know, talking about it. Well, we do, but we've kind of changed our format when dealing in Twitter. We don't argue with people. We're not going to sit there, and they can say what they want to say, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, as soon as the attack or the conversation turns into an attack mode or it turns into a ad hominem attack or, you know, something like that, the person gets blocked and shut down. We kind of learned our lesson from that from earlier days. It's either you can contact us, email us, if you want to have a real discussion, you know, you can call in on the show. You can contact us on our Facebook page, send us a message, send me a message, whatever. But we're not going to sit there and fire back at you at Twitter with 140 characters. It doesn't glorify Christ. It doesn't glorify the body of Christ to do that because it's too one-sided. It just makes us look, as Christians, too argumentative. So we're going to be talking about fasting a little bit today, and it's kind of, like I said, off-the-cuff subject. And so, Charlie, what do you think about fasting? Because I got a little thing I've ran into where people have been doing a certain type of fasting, but I'll let you kind of talk about fasting, the basics of fasting and whatnot you want to say about it, and then I got something I ran into with fasting and need your kind of see what, you know, maybe our listeners' opinion is on it, and what our opinion of, you know, what your opinion is on it. So why don't you pick up there on topic of.
Definitely. I don't remember if you remember when you moved. I was in the middle of a fast and I came up and helped you move.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up stopping it while I was up there helping you move. But it was, and I mean, the reasons for stopping it were multiple, mainly, you know, so that way, you know, Rich and Danny didn't have to necessarily feel like, oh, we have to tiptoe around, you know, or we have to feel bad, you know, eating in front of him since the sun is still up. And so I kind of stopped for that reason. And also because Rich has this weird way of making me sometimes hungry when I hang out with him. He would just sit there and be like, man, this sounds really good right now. Or he'd just be like, you know, steak or pork chops sound really good. He'll end up being like, hey, you want to run to the store with me real quick? Sure. Just so you guys know, if any of you guys do end up going to the store with Rich, it won't be a 25-minute process. That 25 minutes will be spent correcting bread. I remember one time I went to the store with Rich and Danny, and I don't remember if Jonah was there or not, but I remember Rich, or Danny was about to smack Rich upside the head because he was sitting there in front of the Sara Lee bread stuff, just correcting everything. I think fasting, if it's done right and done within the biblical bounds that are laid out, I think it's perfectly fine. And one note that I do want to make is, a Christian fast is nothing like a Buddhist or Hindu fast where we are completely emptying our, because they, when they're talking about fasting, they're talking about completely just not doing something. But within a Christian fast, what we got to do is we replace. So let's say normally we have an hour for lunch, right? Well, we don't eat lunch. So we don't eat there. We don't eat when the sun's up, let's say. But that hour that we normally have for lunch, what we do is we go and pray. We go and meditate over the word. We go and look at, you know, we go and read scripture, or, you know, and stuff like that for that hour instead of eating. And so what a fast in the Christian aspect is meant to do is to put us into this idea. And this, and I guess, you know, this is kind of where the whole entire idea of the Lent, has come about. But we know our views on Lent. Here at Empowered by Christ, especially mine, and that, you know, what we have is this fundamental idea and understanding that within fasting, we have to give up. We give up eating. And let me put it this way, too. A Christian fast is not always food. It can be, you can fast from Facebook, to where you are not on Facebook for 2 weeks. But let's say you do that fast on Facebook, from Facebook. You're not on Facebook for 2 weeks. But are you using that time that you would have spent on Facebook in the Word of God and praying? Or are you spending it in front of the television? You know? And right. So we gotta understand that just because we're fasting doesn't, and we're withholding ourselves from something, that doesn't mean that we can replace it with another item. What it means is that we gotta use that time and take that time to completely understand and to be in the Word of God. And I think also when I was doing my fast, I was doing it with good intentions, but I wasn't eating throughout the day, but instead of spending time in the Word and other things, I was in front of the TV or, you know, things like that, which I think, you know, was, you know, one of the reasons, you know, necessarily where I, you know, I did, wasn't fasting correctly and within scriptural bounds. And so, you know, and that's, you know, that's, I mean, it's, I've seen that. I've started to notice that when we talk about fasting within Christianity, we don't do it as much. We have this kind of like this, we're scared of it in a sense. But I think it's because what we don't realize is that fasting, when done correctly, has a lot of power behind it. I mean, we even see in the New Testament, people are asking Christ, well, what about fasting? And he says, you know, if you do it, great. But don't do it like the Jews do. You know, put on the sackcloth, dirty your face, you know, and make it known that you're fasting. He said, do it, you know, do it that no one shall know. You know? And so, what, you know, I think a lot of times what we have done is we have, you know, been adamant. We go on Facebook. Hey, I'm going to be fasting for 2 weeks on Facebook. Really? Well, we know what you're going to be doing for 2 weeks in front of the TV,
yeah,
most likely. You know, and when we think well, one thing that I think what we have, you know, we have forgotten about fasting. And I think if we were to sit there and we were to be like, okay, here's fasting. Here it is in a biblical sense. But if we were to look at a lot of the things the church struggles with and openly struggles with, let's say like pornography in the church, if we were to be like, hey, you know what? Praying about this is great. Awesome. We can do that. But here's something else. Let's fast for this. Let's fast over this. Let's take some time away from the computer, or, you know, take some time away from whatever it is and come together as a group and just fast. You know, whoever's struggling with it, we sit there and we fast over it. We take that time and fast, and we take that time to understand what is around us and what is going on and how the Word of God is going to be able to work in this specific sin. And I think a lot of times we don't do that. And so we end up saying, oh, we're going to pray about sexual immorality, we're going to pray about fasting or pornography, we're going to pray about all these things. And what we forget is that, yes, we can pray. Great, let's pray. Let's do that. But, you know, fasting is one of those things that really can get us anchored into the Word of God, because when we do it correctly and how we're supposed to, it's supposed to be us in the Word of God and working and actively, yes, Stephanie, I realize that is a Matt Smith line. Ah, jeez. Sorry, I got sidetracked by Stephanie sending me a text message. But, you know, what we do, I mean, we'll sit there and we'll pray about, you know, pornography in the church. We'll pray. We'll do all these things. But I think at the end of the day, when we come to it and we say, you know what, let's fast over this. Let's fast. Let's take this time. Let's spend more time in the Word of God. And why don't we, when we're spending more time in the Word of God, why don't we do so to give us a better understanding of what this sin really does to the church as a whole? What does this sin do, you know, to the church? What has this sin done
right.
to the church? What has this sin done to relationships between men and women within the church? What has this sin of pornography done to us in a relationship, you know, with men and women? Because I know I can point to many instances where, you know, people say, oh, porn is harmless. Well, I mean, look at men nowadays. You know, we look at how we want women to be, and it's, we look at that, we, you know, if we were to go out and describe, and you know what, we could do this as a YouTube video, Rich. You know, we could go out one
right.
day, and we will go out and we'll ask people, what is the ideal woman? And I guarantee you what they will describe is that porn star image of a woman.
Right.
You know, and I mean, let's be honest here, Rich. Nowhere in Scripture, when we look at what a biblical wife or a biblical woman is, does it say that they have to be a size zero and this and that. I mean, for example, here, let's, you know, we're in, for an example, Proverbs 31. I mean, you know, the whole 10 through 31 is the woman who fears the Lord, and nowhere in here does it talk about, you know, her being a size zero or this perfect image of a woman. And actually what we see in the New Testament, we see Paul saying that, you know, a biblical woman is one who does not worry about their outward adoring, about putting on the gold and the braiding of hair and this and the perfumes and this and that, but is one who her adorning is on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing I do want to make is, want to say, is the braiding of hair does not mean, women, you can't braid your hair. What it means is, back then in the history, in the context, is women would braid gold or jewels into their hair.
Right.
And so, you know, and so that's what it's talking about. Because I'm going to be honest, braids are very attractive. But that's just me. So, I mean, you know, so. But yeah, and I think that, you know, if we were to look at, you know, but I think as a church, if we were to come back and we were to fast over this, I think we would have a totally different. I think we would have a recovery within the church that is far greater than what we see now. And what I mean by this, and in the sense of, is if we were to just continue to pray, I think that we would see a lot slower return to an understanding, true understanding of what a woman of God is, compared to if we were to start fasting. Because I think when we start fasting, what we end up doing is, we really take the time to spend with the Lord. And in doing so, what we are doing is, we are causing ourselves to just be this, to just be, you know, ready, and someone who is going to really look and to know what the Word of God says about certain issues, certain topics, and things like that. So...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. Right. You know, I really believe that if, as a church, you were to start fasting again, you know, for certain things, then that would be, you know, quote unquote ideal, and that would be what we should be doing, what we would want to be doing, you know. And I think we've also, at the same time, we've gone away from fasting. Fasting used to be something that was done on the regular for the early Christian church. So
Well, the early Christian church, and we're talking early historical Christian church, and we're up to, I'd say, early American Puritan church, it was done to. It's just been, I'd say, in the last most probably 100 to 125 years, maybe, that we've seen a loss of it. I'd say, actually, you know, when I think we've seen the loss of it was during the industrialization of America. Prior to that, you know, we saw a lot of biblical fasting. Not that fasting hasn't been happening since then, but it's been rapidly, I think, misunderstood, mistaught. And I think that came out of a lot of... today, or the early seminaries that were in place, when you had the, you know, dispensationalism coming into being taught, and, you know, that the whole difference in eschatological views coming out of, like, you know, you got the Schofield Study Bible and all that, which held a different view on fasting. And because of the dispensationalism being taught, because it went from all millennialism.
Well, I think also what we see, I mean, we're going to have different views on what fasting actually is biblically, what it means biblically, because, not necessarily because of the different eschatological views, but because we all see fasting in different sense. And I think a lot of times what has happened here in the U.S. is fasting has become this this New Age idea. This, and when I say New Age, I'm talking more about the mystic. It's this mystical,
right.
Mystic, you know, thing that you fast and you pray and you do all these things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize that at the end of the day, when you fast, and it's biblical understanding, it's the disciples did it. Why shouldn't we?
Right.
You know.
Where I was going with that, and coming out of like the Schofield error in that study Bible, and it is that type of, and the reason I brought in the eschatological view was that it changed in the when that view came out because of our reading America into scriptures and the dispensationalism of time periods being taught, that fasting was no longer part for today's time,
mm-hmm.
that it was a different, you know, pastime, and that those who were fasting, it was taught during that time a lot that it was that type of New Age mysticism, and that's where I found
mm-hmm.
that root and grounding in. And you know, you hit it on the head. You know, that's kind of where that came. It's not so much because it is going to different our views, and it's not so much tied to eschatological views, but more of the fact of dispensation. It's tied to dispensationalism
mm-hmm.
in the sense of being taught as a whole, and getting away from what was traditionally taught, all millennialism. And how that was taught in scripture and was a historical church view up to the early 19th century here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And when that came out of, Schofield, and I'm trying to think who else taught it. Schofield Study Bible comes
yeah.
to mind. And
mm-hmm.
That being taught in that manner, that changed that view of fasting from a biblical to a mysticism or mystic view.
Yeah.
And it had direct influence on it. I think that's where it started to change it. You know, it wasn't like overnight, but, you know, fasting was seen as, oh, that was, you know, old. You don't do that anymore. And if you're doing that, that's, you know, well, then you're practicing mysticism in that. Now, I would add this to, with what we're talking in regards to fasting, this is not to say that, you know, there's some people that can't fast, like from food and that, you know, just for medical
mm-hmm.
reasons and that, you know, people
well,
with diabetes
yeah, and
that,
fasting,
or, you know, eating disorders, they
not,
can't.
I mean, fasting
just
is
food.
Not.
We're not, yeah.
So, fasting is not
yeah,
necessarily
it's just not
food. And I think a lot of times we have this idea and we have this understanding and we think that it is. And it's not.
Right.
By any means,
right.
It's not. So.
Right. It's just, right. And that's the thing. You know, people go, my church is having a fasting. I can't participate because everybody's fasting from food, and I can't do that because, you know, I'm diabetic, or I just can't. You might just be one of those people who just have to eat during the day, you know, because you eat several times during the, you know, that's your metabolism, you know.
As an athlete, I mean, I'm constantly consuming calories at some point in time. And
right.
So it's not like I can just, you know, up and stop eating.
Right, exactly.
Especially
so, you know, you pick alternative things to, right, to fast from. The church might be doing food. You pick
mm-hmm.
social media and whatever it may be to fast
yeah.
from. Now, I ran into, and you kind of mentioned something, you know, not, you know, we shouldn't be outright, you know, let's say bold or, you know, putting out there that we're fasting like on Facebook. But if you're fasting from media or social media, and I just ran into this, you know, a
mm-hmm.
Group of my friends within Facebook, I guess, you know, they like disappeared for 9 weeks, didn't tell anybody. And it's like, where did he go? You know, all of a sudden you're looking at your page like, okay, am I blocked? You know, because you're not seeing any updates. You know what I'm saying? You know, in that regard, I happened to find out through a mutual friend that, oh, these people are fasting, you know, from social media. Well, I guess their church was doing like this, I don't know what you want to call it, core training kind of thing, or basic training kind of, and they're fasting from all types of media. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
radio, you name it, TV, Facebook, social media, any type for 9 weeks and concentrating and reading on the Bible and everything, which is good. I'm not, but in the same regard, I would say, putting some type of note out there, I mean, because let's face it, social media is an integrated part of just what is now as communication. It isn't like a fad. It's not going away. I'm not saying putting out there. Right.
If we're going to do that, like, hey, guys, I won't be around for the next.
I'm taking a break from Facebook. Yeah, exactly. Yes. I'm not saying that I'm going to be fasting, but just saying, hey, I'm going to be, I'm not, for the next X amount of weeks, I'm not going to be on Facebook. I think that's the proper way of doing something like that, just because, I mean, you did that when you fasted from social media a couple of years back, and you didn't do Facebook.
Well,
I remember that, during your
typically I do that,
during school.
In school, I did, and... Yeah. I just put out on Facebook, hey, it's that time of the year again, it's school time, I'll be away from Facebook,
Yeah, I'll be away from here, and you've put various ones out there.
And
I'll be away from here, checking in here sporadically,
I may not be doing that again this year, only because with, obviously work uses, my new job, they use Facebook for certain things.
Right.
Because they have a group on there that we can use to get a hold of other, and so myself off. But what I,
But here's my thing. With fasting, I got nothing wrong with fasting. Like from Facebook and that. But my problem, I think it becomes sometimes churches, pastors and that. Well, and they use it for the wrong meanings. They kind of use fasting as, we got to get away from Facebook and media because it's, quote, invasive in our
evil.
Time and evil. Yeah, it's evil, and you got to get away from it, and you shouldn't be on Facebook as much. And that. And I think, and they try to use fasting as a guise to get people to stop being involved as much in Facebook and media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the wrong approach on several levels. First of all, that's not why you should be fasting. You shouldn't be hiding it under that guise. I mean, that's, you're being deceptive. Second of all, like I said earlier, let's face it, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Buffer, whatever social media gadget or outsource you use to, there's so many of them today, to get a hold of people and socialize, they're not going away. It's not going to go away. It's not a fad. Computers, the internet, it isn't like 1995 when people are like, that internet, it's going to be gone in 5 years, I can remember that in high school when I graduated in the early 90s. We had computers and everything, but nobody was really like, into computer programming and web design. Well, because that's going away. That's just a fad.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. It's part of me, kind of wishes it. I kind of long for the days of growing up where, and this is kind of something, I've discussed, before, where when I was growing up, we didn't have Facebook and that, man. It was, our social media was a streetlight. When that was on, you went home, and before that, you were out playing with your friends. You know what I mean? That was Facebook, was the corner where you met at your friend's house, or saying?
Down on the corner, in the street.
Exactly. That's basically what it was,
We think about the movie Sandlot. Kids didn't sit in and play Xbox Live with their friends.
Oh.
They went out.
I got home from school.
They went out and played baseball.
Yeah.
Or they went
when
out
I got
and
home
played
from
basketball.
School. Right. When I was got home from school, man, I used to hate winter when it was really, really cold around here because you couldn't go outside. I mean, I was outside all the time, all summer, every day. From whenever I woke up in summer till you had to be home when the streetlights came on. you know, and, you know, or at least you had to be on the block when the streetlights came on, you know, maybe not necessarily home, but, you know, you had to be, you know, within
and
at least way,
most
our neighborhood was within the backyard and they're all linked and, you know, you had like 8 yards together. So, man, you had a pretty big area as a kid to play, even in the dark. But,
well, and I mean, you know, you knew when it was time to come home when you would hear your mom be like, Johnny.
Dinner. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, they didn't even have to say dinner. They just yelled your name and you knew.
You better be home
and,
in 30 seconds, you know.
You could be, well, it's not necessarily the 30-second thing. You could be in the middle of playing a baseball game. One of them gets called home. They all stop.
Yeah.
They all say, hey, see you tomorrow.
Yep.
It
wasn't
like,
exactly.
Come on, man, stay a little bit longer, one more inning. It was, hey, it's time for you to go to dinner, man. You better go or you're not eating tonight.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, and
you know, all that understanding of, you know, you go. When your parent, when your mother calls you, that means that's the only chance to eat, and you better go.
And I think pastors and stuff, you know, that, and, you know, churches that hold like, oh, social media is evil, and, oh, we got to get away. It's not going away, my friends. It's not. It's only going to get more intrusive and more in people's face, and people are going to be using it more and more. So as Christians, I mean, we're either you go under the disguises of fasting from it and run and hide under the pew and try to get your members not to socialize and use it, or you embrace it and teach them to use it to the glorification of Christ and use it as an evangelism tool, as a outreach. And it can be a very strong outreach tool. But we shouldn't run or hide, and I fully don't, you know, for those terms, think people should be fasting from it in that way. I think churches should be equipping, just as we have Bible study classes, and we have classes that teach evangelism. Well, I think, you know, in some sort, they should hold maybe a Saturday afternoon evangelism class for using on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, you know, and embrace the technology because it's not going away. And people are like, oh, what, are we supposed to embrace the mark of the beast? No, Facebook's not the mark of the beast. The internet's not the mark of the beast. You know, mobile apps aren't the mark of the beast. They're technology.
Yeah.
Yes, could someday they be used as that? Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't,
yes or
but,
no.
I also,
but you know what?
I also don't think that.
Yeah.
I also don't think that we need to be using mobile apps and internet and stuff like that is our primary source.
No,
our primary
no.
source should still be in the street, you know, the in the
exactly.
street type of stuff. And I think I think the internet should be that, you know, the after dark, if you will, you know, evangelism mode, you know. And so it's one of those things. But
I mean,
you know,
we do. Let's face it. Empowered by Christ is EBC is a internet-based outreach. You know, our website, our webpage, our radio. That, you know, we use a lot of evangelism, but we don't just. Oh, okay. We're only going to evangelize in those areas.
Yeah.
And never evangelize outside on the streets or you know what I, you know. We use every opportunity, you know, that's possible. You know, that God presents to us to evangelize, you know, and if that's a form at work, if that's, you know, when we're out on the street corner, you know, walking someplace, walking a dog, whatever it may be, you know, down at the lake or, you know, passing out tracks or whatever it might, you know, maybe. And I agree with you, you know, it shouldn't be the primary, but what I'm saying is churches shouldn't be running and hiding from it under the guise of fasting.
Yeah,
and they shouldn't be, you know, they should, like I said, be embracing it in a sense of it's here to stay. Let's learn how to have proper conduct, control, and, you know, use of it and not let it run our lives. Like you were saying, you know, and, you know, nowadays, I think one of the things the outside we see in our younger generation of Facebook and media and, you know, them not going out. It's just their inability to even listen to, you know, when your parents, like you said, you know, when mom or dad used to call us, and you're in the middle of whatever, everybody stopped and, oh, it's time to go home. Parents are starting to call. You know, now it's, you know, you could tell, you know,
now
your kid 15 times to
message.
Do something. It's
well,
a text
it's
message
also, you
and
know,
they ignore it because they're so programmed to ignore all social media, internet content. They ignore
well,
you. They ignore
we,
you. Know what I mean?
It's not that we're programmed to ignore that stuff. It's just that now it's harder to sit there and be like, oh, well, I didn't hear my phone go off.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know.
It's
because
easier to ignore it. Let's face it. How many times have you ignored a phone call because it's easy to do?
Well, usually,
we've all done
if
it.
Usually if it's Stephanie, it's quite a bit. But, you know.
Yourself in trouble. You know what I realized?
If I don't know,
talking,
if I don't.
Chat never
what?
Opened up. It's sitting here. Chat never opened up. It's just spinning. So if anybody's listening to this and you're like, why isn't chat open? I apologize. Mm-hmm. It's just sitting here. Maybe it's open and I'm reloading it and there it goes. I opened it when we begun the show, but it was sitting in that. You've seen that happen where it sits in that loop.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it was open. Maybe it wasn't.
You know,
so I
mean, but like, if I don't recognize the number, I don't usually answer the phone because if it's important,
yeah.
They'll leave me a voicemail. And.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll get that voicemail. And if it's important, I'll call them back. Now, with my new job, that ain't going to be the case. I got to answer every call that comes through for the most part.
Right.
So.
Well, and you know me. Personally, I'm horrible at answering my phone.
Yeah,
I know.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so here's the thing about Rich. There's been times where I know he's up. You know, because I had just gotten a Facebook message from him, and I would say, hey, you know what? I'm about to go do this. I'll give you a call here in a minute. I call him 6 times in a row. I get to where I'm going, and I'm in a position where I can't talk. And that's what he did, actually, with my final interview with American Income Life, is I had a call to him, like, I'm on my way there. And mind you, Rich, I was driving to Kimberly, which is about 30 minutes away. For me. And I sit down to have the interview with the gentleman and my phone drains. Great.
I got perfect timing.
He had to take a phone call real quick, so I looked at and saw it was you and it's hung up and was like I hit the power button, 'cause you know how, you know, if you hit the power button when someone's calling,
yeah.
it ignores the call. So I just power button you. But it's like, really, Rich. But
I'm horrendous at picking up phone calls. But here, you know, here a lot of times, in my short defense here, I would say that when I get home, I shut my ringer off. Otherwise, you know, it's annoying. It's just, I'm at home. I don't want to hear my phone constantly going off with Facebook alerts. You know, the social media alerts, you know, all the time. So I shut the ringer down. You know, I'll put it on vibrate or whatever.
You do know with the HTC that you can do that with everything but a phone. With the phone, right?
Yeah, I know.
So remember right on your settings.
I think you can. At least you could on the older before the update. But normally, you know, or I'll put it on vibrate. And I'll put it on vibrate. And a lot of times what happens is I'll set it down. So I don't hear it vibrating. You know what I mean? It'll be on a charger in the bedroom or, you know, in the living room, and I'm in the other room. And the time I check the phone, it's vibrated, you know, or somebody's called me 6 times or whatever it may be, because it's on vibrate. You know, but there's not much, you know, you can do about that. But, you know, the thing, like we're talking here with fasting, you know, it's biblical. We should, you know, when it's done right, we shouldn't have, you know, I think a lot of times in America today, fasting is done in a sense of not being done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's done under the wrong guise. You know, pastors say, oh, let's fast. And really the hidden agenda, like I said, you'll see it done in, like, churches that, you know, want to get you away from social media and stuff. And it's done under the wrong premise of not really biblical fasting, but more of a control tactic. You know, and the other thing is, you know, I would say churches too, we got to be careful too, you know. I think churches, while they should, okay, say, hey, we're as a church going to fast. But they shouldn't go pressing it because, you know, I think that should be up to the individual. You know, and it shouldn't be pressured from the pulpit, if you know what I mean. Like, look, everybody in the church is fasting. Why aren't you? You know, that kind of thing. You know, you know what I mean? Because if you're praying about it and you're at a point where I don't believe the Lord wants me to fast right now, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be one of those things that should be pressed to the point of you better comply. You know what I mean? A church compliance thing. Like, okay, we're having fasting through March, let's say the week, end of March, the beginning of whatever, you know. Everybody has to fast. Well, you shouldn't, from the pulpit, be forcing that. I think that should be an option. Hey, we're going to have a time of fasting if you want to participate. And you don't make a big deal about it in a church. Because, again, I think it's one of those, like you said, you know, don't be like the, you know, like you said earlier, biblical reference of where, you know, don't be like, you know, where you're throwing sackcloth on, dirt on your face. And you know what I mean? In that regard, I think even within the church, you even though you're within the brotherhood and the communion of saints, you should keep that kind of quiet to yourself. You know, as church members, you know, yes, you can talk about it. Maybe you know somebody who is fasting and you can talk about it. But, I mean, as a public display within the church, I think people should keep that on the low, you know, not emphasize it a lot because it does make us look self-righteous or, oh, look at me, I'm fasting, you know, and within the body of the church. And we need to keep that even within the brotherhood, you know, communion of saints within the church on a low. Because if we don't, you know, it gives out the wrong message. And it forces, I think, people to unwillingly want to fast when really maybe they're not. And if your heart's not in it and you're not doing it for, you know, you're fasting because, oh, everybody else in my church is doing it. Well, then are you really biblically fasting? Or are you just doing it because you're being forced to do it? If you're being forced to do it because your church is making a big deal about it, then really what are you getting from fasting? You're doing it for pious means.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's at least my thought on it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a one of those deals. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah.
So. You got anything you want to add there? I got to go up and take care of. I got to open the door real quick. Otherwise, I'm going to be hearing a doorbell soon. So. I got to go upstairs for about 2 minutes.
So, you go do that.
I will be back. Okay.
All right. So one of the big things I think that what we need to remember within fasting is that at the end of the day, what we have to remember is being able to distinguish between doing fasting because we want to and fasting because we're doing it to seek either an answer from God or just a way to spend more time with Him. Fasting can be used for seeking an answer of prayer, as we talked about with, you know, porn in the church, or it could just be, you know, hey, I know I need to spend time more time with the Lord, and so I am going to, you know, I'm going to fast from Facebook, you know, and not be on Facebook as much and just focus on getting the things done that I need to, and spending more time with the Lord in that sense. And so, with that being said, one of the big things I know within fasting is a lot of people, they don't realize what fasting actually means within the Christian context. And so I think that's something that necessarily you guys can go into a study for. Go ahead and study it, you know, something that I definitely enjoy. And, you know, I have no problem with doing a fast as long as it's biblical and proper. And so I have submitted I don't know why I just got so tired all of a sudden, but I did. You know, so. But, Stephanie, I know you're probably in between calls, but can you think of anything that you, that Rich and I missed? Or you can shoot me a message since Rich is now back. So.
All right. Sorry. There.
No, you're not.
I had to open the door, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So. Oh. Did I miss anything exciting?
Yeah, we had 5 callers that you missed.
Oh, probably, you know. Seems how that always works. Hey, you know, while we're talking about callers and that, if anybody does want to call in, they can 646-564-9793. Almost lost a phone number there. You know, I got all these phone numbers over here to look at, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know. You know, we're talking here about fasting. You think maybe we should fast from the radio show for a summer?
No, we already tried that once.
We did, actually.
And
we saw
what happened there.
In a way, we are fasting from it.
The saying, though, numbers don't lie. Oh, that showed so much truth to us.
Yeah, exactly. Not that we're all about the numbers or anything, but man, we just didn't curse in it, and it was like, wow.
But we are all about that grace.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have that loaded. But, no, we, in a way we are, I think, you know, summer, you know, we are practicing fasting in a way in a show because, I mean, we've made a conscious decision instead of doing, you know, what we were doing in the winter, 3-4 shows a week, to narrow it down to 2 shows, you know, and a podcast, or, you know, we've kind of, we are fasting, and it's not because, oh, we got, you know, because of, you know, anything wrong or, you know, sin or anything like that. We've kind of made a constant effort to basically say, okay, summer's here. And it's something I've discussed with you and, you know, you're going to be busy with your activities and, you know, doing stuff, you know, with Stephanie and whatnot and everything and, you know, your Coast Guard and with your job and that. And, you know, summers are short around here in, you know, Wisconsin. And
I
don't want to be in, this is not to say, and I don't want this to come off in a negative way, but I don't know what else way to say it. And it's not meant to be in a negative way, but I don't want to be stuck behind a microphone all summer, if you know what I mean. watching summer go by and me stuck doing a radio show every
day.
And
you're married. You have kids. I mean, it's a little different. There's no validity behind this statement yet, but I have a feeling that next year by this time, there will be not much in the way of downtime, for Empowered by Christ Radio.
And exactly. I mean, we kind of, way we're looking at, you know, that's right. You know, we come from 2 different areas. You know, I don't want to be spending my entire summer going, oh, sorry, son, I got a radio show to do, you know,
and after
coming home,
you know,
from work.
We have, I'm not going to reveal anything, but, you know, I have a project that I have, you know, before me right now that I have to work on. That will be, hopefully, if it's approved by the board, will be getting launched. I would probably say, like, maybe next summer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe,
yeah,
June, July.
July. We're being realistic in our... in our goals, and it's the kind of something, you know, we were looking at too here. while we're on this topic real quick. And it's a cool kind of thing we can do here. We can switch between topics and, you know, go from fasting to talking about where we're, you know, headed here.
Where we're headed as a ministry.
Yeah, as a ministry. You know, we're looking at different avenues, or, you know, we use Blog Talk, and we like Blog Talk Radio. It's not that we don't like Blog Talk Radio, but we kind of look at different things once in a while because, honestly, Blog Talk Radio has its issues. But with all its issues, it is one of the better formats for what we do and the way we do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without being too constrictive and setting things up and, you know, using outside software and, you know, not that we don't have the software, because actually we have, at least on my computer right now, Charlie doesn't have it, I don't think. I have some pretty extensive podcasting software that allows me to do, take phone calls and, you know, record and do stuff and set up podcasting. But still, this is one of the easier avenues. But we are looking at different things and making a decision, you know, what to do, because you know, sometimes we got to look at, is Blog Talk the best way, even though the numbers kind of say, you know, point that way, you know, in some avenues.
Well, and you know, thing is, until I think we're going to stay, most likely probably stay with Blog Talk, unless unless my project doesn't get approved by the board. If it does not get approved by the board, then I think what we'll probably end up staying with, if it does get approved based on the project that I have and that I have to work on, is we'll probably end up leaving Blog Talk, but we may or may not leave Blog Talk even with that. We may still try and find a way to integrate Blog Talk because there are numbers there. So we'll see.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm looking at different podcasting services that allow us to go into iTunes still, you know, and allow people, you know, our listeners to, because that's where mainly our downloads come from, is, you know, is mobile apps. And I'm kind of looking here real quick because I actually can bring it up as we're talking. You know, a lot of our downloads really are browser, smartphones, search engine kind of deals, and then comes Apple. So iTunes is actually fourth on the list. It's a browsers, smartphone, search engine, then iTunes. So, I mean, you know, so iTunes really isn't even that. iTunes used to be a higher avenue on the list. But, you know, that fluctuates, I think.
And I think it also depends on the interfacing of each program and where we see and where we see that today. So.
Exactly. I mean, I was looking at an overall listing of, you know, the top four categories of how things are downloaded through the thing, and a lot of it's through browser, internet, you know, and a lot of that, I think, changes too, and that's up ever since way Google has redone their search category. I don't know if people are familiar with this, but Google, about a month ago, redid how when you search things from your phone and how when you search things, you know, on your tablet or whatever, they make websites that are more, and links that are more mobile friendly at the top. So I have noticed in our searching that we come up because the Empowered by Christ, you know, Facebook page, of course, is mobile friendly because Facebook, but like the website and that, even the Blog Talk stuff is mobile friendly. So it comes up to the top of the list for some other more popular shows, internet-wise. And what happens is because of that, it's counted as a, even though let's say somebody might then subscribe through iTunes and listen through iTunes, it's counted because they searched it as a mobile browser and the way Google redid their interface and their search pattern to count as a browser hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In that sense? Because that's where it went through first. Even though they might go, oh, okay, and then subscribe to iTunes, it was that first hit. So that hit is a browser. I've noticed the browser ticks go way up. You know, since that. that happened, you know, that upgrade. But anyway, so yeah, we're looking, you know, if the project gets approved and to go through, we'll probably look at a launch date in the middle of next year sometime. So it'll be we will say will be a major game changer. Mm-hmm. It's not some small thing, it's a major thing, and it would be a very good game changer, I think. Allow us to do some stuff we can't currently do in the format we're doing now. So.
Yep. Well, yeah, and my project will be a huge game changer.
Yes.
So.
Yes, it will. It'll open up many different avenues, let's put it that way.
Yes.
That are unavailable to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
You know, it's something we've had discussed, you know, it's a step upward and a major one, so, which will take, the reason we haven't done it first is it's a financial commitment, and not only that, it's a major time commitment, that both of us are unable to fulfill at the moment, so, it would be a major change. So, but we're going to be looking at remedying that issue. So, you know.
Yep.
It's one of those things that has to be, I would say, done in small steps. So. And it's basically all we can say on it because we don't want to give away what we're.
Right.
What the project is. So.
Yep.
But anything you want to add on there on fasting?
I mean, Stephanie did send me a message. And I think what we can do is this, we could use this show as kind of a brief intro to fasting. And I think what we can do is we can set up next week's show and go more into detail, kind of go off some of the things that she had mentioned to me, and kind of use this as a two-part show to where next week we go into more depth of it.
Right.
And stuff. So, because she had sent me some things that we kind of missed, and I think we can hit on those, you know, definitely next week, for sure. So we can do this. We can do a two-parter. So we had kind of an overview intro today, and we can go into more detail next Wednesday. So
I agreed. I mean, like I said, we said this in the beginning of the show. This is kind of off cuff, thrown together topic today, due to. Due to our scheduling and our, things going on right now, you know, you're both very busy with everything going on with you with your approaching new job and, you know, with living situations changing or with, you know, people coming and going.
Change,
and with, yeah, no, your living situation won't change, but yeah. But Stephanie moving up there and helping her get set up in her place
situated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been very, you know, between your job and the classes and courses and, you know, yeah, you got a new job, but, you know, as you mentioned, you got to get your license and all that, you know, to do what you're doing. So, you know, you've been studying and taking your classes and going to have to take your tests. So you've been not able to prepare in the ways you normally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do prepare. And,
which, I mean,
you know,
all that will be changing once I.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, you know, and, you know, for me, it's been, you know, I've been working these goofy shifts at, you know,
yeah.
Honestly, mm-hmm. it's just been very, I'll be honest, very exhausting. You know,
yeah.
when you're used to starting at, you know, 3 a.m, working, you know,
yeah.
till, you know, noon or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're
mm-hmm.
starting at 7 p.m. and working till 3 a.m, it's, you know.
yeah.
You know, opposite
you.
Of,
yeah.
you know.
Opposite of what you're used to.
But, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's little different, little taxing. So, but
yeah. mm-hmm.
definitely. And now we're almost probably just gonna go almost probably till 4. That was our plan, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're just gonna go to 4 because I have to kind of get ready and
4 yeah.
and stuff. So
yeah.
I work at 5.
End it. Yeah, we're a little before yeah. 4 because you know, yeah. and like I said, you know, like you're saying, it's a good overview today of
mm-hmm.
the topic of fasting. There's a lot. I mean, there's a
yeah.
lot to cover in that. And, you know, this is just not a one little
you know what?
Short
why don't you
yeah.
shoot, why don't you shoot that one guest you had lined up and see if he would be able to join us next Wednesday to talk about it in depth.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can see if, yeah, that would be.
We won't mention said guest until we have it booked, but.
Booked, yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah, I can see if that would be a good thing to do. I can see if that person is available for next Wednesday. I know that person's very busy, so it's.
No,
you know,
they're not busy at all.
You know, so it's sometimes kind of hard to.
Yep, but
get
I mean,
that
the
person.
Thing, I mean, he, you know, this, he may come out and say, you know what, I can squeeze it in, not a problem.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So
yep.
we'll have to see. It'll be something we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, definitely try and find out, because that would be pretty awesome. So, but. Music going to start playing here soon?
What?
Yeah, it will be in a short second.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to mute myself. There was noise back here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just
you know what?
Silent
I think we
should and I'm like,
probably. No.
Yep,
it,
bug on out.
Yeah, I think so. It's time to bug on out. We got about a few minutes left in the show. So thank you for listening to our a cuff version here of Empowered by Christ Radio, and we'll go next Wednesday with a actual full abridged version of EBC Radio.
To you. Take my feet, I will follow you. Fill my mouth, give me words to pray. Break with what brings you pain.
Well, that's all we have for this show, but the discussion doesn't have to end here. Make sure to follow us on our Facebook page at Empowered by Christ EBC or on Twitter at EBC Apologetics. Also, make sure to stop by our website at empoweredbychrist.org, where you can check out past archives of this show, check out our articles, our blog, and much, much more. Also, make sure to stop by iTunes and subscribe to our show at EBC Radio. Now, if you want to go ahead and contact us, we have several ways of doing that. You can email us at talkbackebc@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave us a message at area code 414-369-2242. Go ahead and comment on this show, ask a question, and if you get lucky, we'll play it on next week's show. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless. Until next time.
Take my eyes, help me see the need. Soothe my ears to your heart. Feed my Lord. Oh, right here in
I dare not.